Some of you were here last Sunday when I began telling you a Christmas story. Can any of you... What's that? The Christmas harp, that's right. Can any of you tell me what happened in the story last Sunday? Yeah? That's right. A girl moves in with her grandpa. She gets really sad because her parents have lost their jobs. And she gets to play the Christmas harp. Now, do you remember the names? The name of the girl is Chloe. And the name of the grandpa is Willie. All right? And Grandpa Willie's house is full of stuff. It's junk. Some people call it junk. Other people call it antiques and collectibles. Yeah. Awesomeness. That's another word. Yeah. All right. I think we've got it. So now we are...
Even in the attic.
There's lots of stuff. Piles all over the place. Can't even walk in a straight line. All right. So we are now going to pick up on the second day. All right. The day after Chloe learned how to play the harp, she woke up and decided to explore among all the piles of stuff in her room. In one pile, there were Spider-Man comics from the 1960s and 70s. In another pile, there were Donald Duck posters. What interested Chloe the most was a box full of letters. Each letter was written to someone called Moncher Pepe. They were written by someone called Tun Angie. Mon and Tun sounded like unusual names. From the handwriting and the comments in the letter about no longer wearing makeup, Chloe concluded that Tun was a woman. In the letters, Tun wrote of feeding and teaching children in a city called Port-au-Prince. The children were very hungry and in need of food. Through her work, Tun was literally saving lives. At a local church, Tun served breakfast and lunch to the children every day. She also taught the children to read French and plant vegetables in a garden just for kids. Chloe read through all of the letters eagerly until she got to the last letter in the pile. In that letter, Tun was devastated. She had just learned that the storage room of the church had been robbed. They could buy more food, but they would not be able to buy enough food to last until Christmas. Chloe was alarmed. What was going to happen if there was no food for the children? Chloe was so upset by the idea of these children not being fed that she ran through the house yelling, "Grandpa Willie, Grandpa Willie!" When she finally reached him, she said, "We have to find out what happened to those kids. Those rotten evil robbers stole all their food. We have to find out if they got any food to eat." "Whoa, slow down, little one," said Grandpa Willie. "What's going on?" Chloe explained the letters that she found and how Tun said that the children might not have enough food to last until Christmas. "We have to find out what happened next. They need the food to survive," said Chloe. "There's no more letters," she explained. Grandpa Willie looked amused. "Gosh," said Grandpa Willie, "I believe the rest of those letters got destroyed in the flood of 98. Chloe was distressed. "But how am I ever going to find out what happened?" she asked. Grandpa Willie looked like he was thinking hard. And he said, "I think I know someone who can tell you. In fact, I think Tun herself can tell you. Why don't I invite Tun over for Christmas Eve?" "Wow," said Chloe, "could you really do that?" "Certainly," said Grandpa Willie. "Cool," said Chloe. Then she asked, "Hey, can you tell me anything about what Tun is like?" "She's like an angel," answered Grandpa Willie. "Why do you say that?" said Chloe. "Angels are those who bring God's love into the world, and Tun certainly did that." "You know, you even remind me a little bit of Tun," he added. Chloe looked dumbfounded. Was she really like Tun, who helped so many kids so much? Tomorrow I will tell you more about her and how she became an angel, said Grandpa Willie. It's important for understanding what happened to the children. Ready to hear how Tun became an angel? Want to find out what happened to the children? You're going to have to come back next week to hear more of the story. All right. And today we've got someone who's going to play our Christmas harp and is going to play Hark the Herald Angels Sing on the harp.
I don't really want to sing.
You don't need to sing. Just, yeah, that's okay. All right, good job. Excellent.